Oh, a happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, when Jesus wore. Oh, when he wore.
When Jesus. Welcome back to the Bruce Sallon Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at Bruce@BruceSallon.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg, our guest for Family Financial Matters. Mr. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years. And he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hey there. Happy Thursday, Bruce.
And happy Jewish New Year.
And happy Jewish New Year, absolutely.
And happy rushing off to the airport, Mr. Scheinberg.
Happy rushing off to the airport. I'm literally going to have one foot out the door as we finish our segment today.
Well, we will finish it up a little early, and I'll just vamp to let you not get in any traffic violation for rushing to the airport.
Fantastic. So let's get into it.
Okay, let's get into it. Which would you rather talk about, religion or hovering, helicoptering, spoiling? What fits your...
God knows we can talk about religion and investments all day long because often to a lot of people hear the same thing, but...
God knows. That was a good way to preface it. God knows.
Right? God knows. But certainly hovering is something that after 20-some-odd years in this business, I can tell you is an experience that translates really well to the advisor-client relationship.
You mean you have clients that actually pay attention to what you're doing?
No, actually, my clients, fortunately, we've developed a level of trust and as you said, independence over the years. But certainly earlier on in my career, when I was working with a broader field, if you will, you definitely have that group of clients that would hover, that they would micromanage and overcheck and. I'm not saying that in the beginning stages of a relationship that you shouldn't have that trust but verify kind of attitude. But once trust has really been established, you really need to let your professionals that you've hired do their jobs and really not hover. And that goes not just for professionals that you might hire, but also the investments that people may just buy of their own. If you make a good, sound choice on your own, and it was made with good process, then do you need to check your 401k balance every day? Do you need to pull up the Wall Street Journal and check and see what each one of your stocks is doing every day, or can you just trust in the process and let those either professionals or investment choices do their thing and really just kind of check up on them periodically instead of, with that hovering helicopter mentality.
Doesn't it always, though, go back to something you have said from day one, literally 20 years ago when we first met, that you need to have a plan. You need to really be clear on a plan. And if you have a plan and you're clear on that plan, you won't let the minutiae or even the occasional big ups and downs throw you off that plan and then make a rash decision.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's the parallel to childbearing is perfect, because isn't that what you're doing when you set out to raise your children? You have a plan how you're going to raise them. Hopefully, you're doing it consistently, and hopefully, instill certain values and terms with them. And once you've established those characteristics and those ground rules with them, then to hover over them, possibly even looks like a little violation of trust. If you don't trust good kids to do what you've trained them to do, what you've raised them to do, then, of course, you could have some issues of overbearance, and the same thing can happen in your relationship with your investments or your investment advisors. So having that plan is the same exact thing as having a well-thought-out process for raising your kids. It's a perfect parallel.
Well, I planned that,
Yeah, I know it. That's why you have two great kids.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And a great financial advisor.
I do. I have all three of those, and it's thanks to you that the kids might be able to go to college, because we have been planning that since they were born.
Yep.
And planning and saving for it, something that, again, goes back to just having a good plan. And
yeah, as your kids get ready to go to college, it reminds me how old I am. That's not fun.
You were with me before both were born, or before my second one was born?
Just your second. Your second.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Yeah, my older one will be 18, and Aaron will be 15 next week. So that just gives you a little perspective.
Incredible.
Jim, I'll let you go.
With this new year, I'll wish you a happy new year, and I'll wish everybody a happy new year. We just changed seasons. A lot of things are changing this time of year every year. Hopefully, we get a change in the seasons of the stock market as well.
Please,
and things get brighter from here. I'm crossing my fingers and being cautiously optimistic. I think that earnings season right around the corner might give us that second Indian summer, if you will.
I sure hope so. Where can our listeners find you, Jim? Just before you leave,
we're going to have our newsletter coming out again in a couple of weeks. It's going to be really poignant, right? Really on topic right now. You can hit us at info@npier.com. That's info@npier.com. Or you can find us on Bruce Allen's website, bruceallen.com. On the radio page, there's a direct link.
Have a safe flight. Don't gamble too much while you're in Vegas.
I never gamble, Bruce.
That's the right answer. I
only bet on sure things. Talk to you later.
All right.
Have a great show.
Talk to you. Thank you. He is literally rushing off to the airport. It's funny that we talk about gambling. I worked at a casino once, and I was a busboy. I was a busboy with my best friend. And he and I were amazed because we were there just for a winter, because we went skiing and we lived at a ski resort and there was a casino nearby. And the other busboys and the other waiters were all professionals, and they had full-time jobs and families, and we were 10, 12 years younger than the youngest of them. And they all took their paychecks, which the casino wisely or foolishly gave them. And if they cashed, I mean, not get that they gave them the paycheck, but if they cashed their paycheck at the casino cashier, they would get free drink tokens. So the guys that worked there, all these adults, they'd get their paycheck. We weren't even of age to gamble at the time. They would cash it. They'd have the actual cash, plus they'd have two or three drink tokens. They'd go have a couple drinks before they got home, and invariably half or more of that cash would be lost to gambling before they left the building. It was, for me, the starkest lesson about the foolishness of actual real gambling. When you gamble or invest, is the right word, with the proper financial advisor, you're not gambling. If anything, you are being secure and protecting your environment, your assets, I mean, in your environment. So that lesson was great for me. We left that summer. It may not seem like a lot of money, but that winter. We left, my friend Marty and I left that winter after 3 months with $1,000 that we had saved after all our expenses. And I am sure that most of the guys that we worked with didn't get $1,000 that year in net money that they might have saved. It was very, very sad to see that. And like I said, I don't even know if it was wise of the casino to do that. A little self-serving, but not necessarily wise. So we've talked about a lot of interesting things today. Religion, a little bit, not as much as I thought we might. Pastor Drew was really talking about his helicoptering and how the parents that he's dealing with, the parents of the kids at his church, how they are helicoptering or hovering or spoiling their kids. And that's certainly a concern of mine. I did things. I was so independent in comparison to all the kids that I see today. My parents would basically give me a dime, and I would take my bike and ride all over the city. I grew up in Los Angeles, and I would ride my bike from one end of the city almost literally to the other. I would go into Hollywood all by myself as like 12, 13 years old on a bike and go explore the bookstores. There was a great movie store that had posters, and I would go in and just love. I was always in love with movies. I got to see the world. Can you imagine in a big city a parent allowing their kid at 12 or 13 to take a bicycle and ride wherever they want? And yet we have more ability to even keep track of our kids with cell phones. So it's a whole different environment. I think some of the caution, of course, is well-founded, and some of it is over the top. But we will wrap all this up as I come back with closing remarks after this last break and give you a tease of next week's topic. So do stay tuned for the last segment of the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back.
Latch on to the affirmative dome as we're missed in between. We gotta spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Or else pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.